The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, it is the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live, and it is my extreme privilege and delight to welcome you to the program this afternoon. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We'll begin this hour with something kind of light and then get into something much heavier. Most of you know that WRFD is owned by Salem Media Group. Our headquarters is out in Camarillo, California. We have three primary formats. We have all three of them active here in the Columbus area. The Christian Teaching Talk, that's WRFD. That's what you're listening to right now, Christian Teaching Talk. All of our programming is Christian, and it's either teaching or it is talk. Now, may I just say, just real quick, we have the finest Bible teachers in the world on WRFD every day. And can I give you a little suggestion that I followed myself today? Can I do that? Just real quick. And then I'll get to this story. I promise I'll get to it. I'm a talk show junkie. I'm a news junkie. Have been for years. I remember back when I was in high school. Let's see, what station was it in L.A.? It was one of the big rock stations. I believe it was KFWB. I think. I could be wrong. But I think it was KFWB, one of the big rock stations. And it flipped to an all-news format. All news. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all they had was news. I was in high school, and I was thrilled. Wow, that's cool. All news, all day. And I, you know, when everybody else was listening to Elvis, and I was listening to all news. I have been a news junkie my entire life. I have. And I'm a talk show junkie. When Joy and I moved to Columbus back in 1976, there were no talk shows in Columbus. I think WOSU had a couple of talk shows. The public radio station, I think they had one or two. If you wanted to listen to talk radio, you had to tune in to WJR in Detroit. And you could only get it on certain days. But driving around in the car, I would tune in to WJR in Detroit to get my fix of a talk show. Now, since that time, obviously we have a lot of talk shows here in Columbus and so on. So anyway, so I often, when I get in the car, I turn to talk radio, and it's usually secular. Often it's political. Every once in a while, I'll turn over to some sports radio to hear what's going on, if there's something that I'm interested in. Well, today, I was driving around the car and had kind of a weird morning. My computer went bye-bye, and it's off in the shop, and I don't have a computer. So anyway, I got in the car, and I'm just kind of, kind of grumpy. And I turned on talk radio, and it was all about Trump this, Trump that, Trump is good, Trump is bad, blah, 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 blah. And I thought, I don't need to hear that. And of all things, I turned over to WRFD 880 on the AM dial. That's the station I'm on. And I do listen to WRFD, but I also listen to talk shows. And today, I got in the car, turned on a talk show, secular talk show, And I thought, I don't need this today. And I flipped over to WFD and Robert Jeffress, our friend from First Baptist Church, Dallas, Dr. Robert Jeffress, who is on here on WFD, Pathway to Victory. I turned over to 880 AM, and I'll tell you, Robert Jeffress' message was exactly what I needed to hear. It was just incredibly encouraging, and I just drank it in. Just drank in this wonderful teaching from God's Word. The reason I went through all of that, that lengthy explanation, forgive me for taking so long, is I want to challenge you. Hey, I love music. I do. I love Christian music. That's one of our formats here at Salem in Ohio, in Columbus. But folks, sometimes you really need the teaching of God's Word. You do. You need the encouragement from God's Word. You need someone to teach you, to instruct you. I need it. I have been teaching and preaching the Bible for 54, 55 years now. And I need to be taught. I need to be instructed. I need to be encouraged. So let me encourage you. Maybe you're a music junkie and you just love music, whether it's secular or Christian. Can I challenge you that at least once or twice a day, turn over to WRFD and listen to some of the fine, fine Christian Bible teaching here on WRFD. Now, I'm not condemning the music. Please understand me. I'm not. But get some teaching. And I ask you to give me at least a half an hour to an hour. If you can spend all 2.5 hours, that's great. But give me at least a half an hour to an hour every single day, if you possibly can, so you can be informed about what's going on in the wicked, evil world around us. You need to be informed. Then go back to the music if you want to. And again, I'm not knocking any music station. I'm not. But I'm telling you, you will not get the teaching, you will not get the instruction from music that you will get from the teaching. I'm not saying you will not be encouraged. I have been so encouraged by music through my life, through my ministry, and Joy and I have, but it doesn't compare to the teaching, the preaching of God's Word. I listen to secular talk. But folks, sometimes it is so depressing. I don't care who it is. I don't care what station it is. Sometimes the secular talk, leave that occasionally and spend some time listening to some fine teachers, preachers. You'll be blessed. You'll be edified. Now, the reason I brought this up, Salem Media Group has three different formats, primary formats. We have others as well. Christian Teaching Talk, that's what you're listening to right now. Conservative Talk, which is The Answer, our sister station, FM 98.9 here in Columbus. And then we have The Fish, which is our contemporary Christian station, which is 95.9 here in Columbus. Those are the three major formats that our company has, all three of them are here in Columbus. Now, most of our syndicated talkers are on our conservative talk, and we got a whole boatload of them. And Talkers Magazine just came out with their Heavy 100. This is brand new, fresh off the press. The Heavy 100, the top 100 talk shows in America. And get this. My colleagues made 10 of the top 100 in the country. Our Salem syndicated hosts make up 10 of the top 100, making us the second most represented media company in America. Here they are. Number 9, Mike Gallagher. Number 18, Hugh Hewitt. Number 27, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. And he's brand new. That is phenomenal. Dr. Gork is brand new on Salem. Number 33, Dennis Prager. Number 35, Larry Elder. Number 52, my buddy Kevin McCullough. 72, Joe Piscopo. 74, Mark Davis. 95, Joe Walsh. And rounding it out, 100 is Aaron Klein. Those are all syndicated talk show hosts in our Salem Media family. And we got 10 out of the top 100. So I just want to say congratulations to my colleagues in Salem Media. The top, the 10 that made it to the top 100. I want to say congratulations to the hosts. But I also want to say congratulations to our company. They have done a phenomenal job in finding the best syndicated talk show hosts in America. Good job, Salem Media, making 10 out of the top 100, according to Talkers Magazine, that just came out. Good for them. Good for us. Good for us, Salem Media. All right, when we come back, something far more serious? Yeah, when we return.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Here is an article from the Canadian Broadcasting Company. And I realize this is Canada, it's not America, I get that. And I try not to use a whole lot of stories out of foreign countries, but for the last several years, if it happens in Canada, it has a way of drifting to the south in just a few years. And of course, Columbus was the site of the Pride Festival over the weekend. And I want to say this carefully, and I mean that. Because I'm not in an attack mode, and I'm not trying to condemn anybody, but I am heartsick that over 500,000 people showed up to celebrate what they call Pride, a parade, and I've said this before, and I will repeat it. Much of the parade that occurred on Saturday through the streets of downtown Columbus could not be broadcast on TV. Listen to me carefully. All of our local TV stations covered it. I believe all of our TV stations had a float, one of their trucks, one of their satellite trucks or something. I believe that all of our local TV stations were represented at the Pride Parade, and yet they could not broadcast much of what was in the parade because it's so perverse, exploitive. Now think about that. How bizarre, how nutso is that? For a TV station to support something that they can't even broadcast over their own airwaves. Oh, they'll show a little picture here, you know, a couple of clips here, a couple of clips there. And this is, we're to be proud of this? As a city, we are to be proud of things that are obscene enough out in the public with little children around and little children being invited to come and encouraged to come, and yet much of what happened at the parade would defy broadcast standards in America. And again, we're supposed to be proud of that? All right, so anyway, this is Canada, and it's an opinion piece published by the Canadian Broadcast Company, and here is the title of the opinion piece. If your God discredits the humanity of a group of people, there is a problem with your God. It begins, as a trans woman who is also Christian, Pride Week always brings conflicting emotions. I revel in the celebration of diversity of gender and sexuality, and at the same time, I am reminded of the inequities. And then she talks about she and her partner. She says, neither of us knew that 5 years later I'd be a minister for the United Church of Canada, the first transgender minister ordained to a mainline denomination in Canada. And then she talks about this document, that document. And she says that people who oppose the LGBTQ agenda, the pride parades, and so forth, quote, denies the humanity of trans people, summarily dismisses entire academic fields, and misrepresents science to fit its desired outcome. Now, think about this just for a moment. Because you disagree with a lifestyle, you are denying that they're human? How do you jump to that? That's jumping across the Grand Canyon. Hey, you know, I disagree with your lifestyle. Well, that means you don't think I'm a human. What? And then she says that summarily dismisses the entire academic field and misrepresents science. Now, if you listen to this program, you know that science is on the side of a biblical view of sexuality. There is no scientific evidence that transgenderism even exists. But she says science is on her side. But listen to this. Next sentence, quote, we don't need to refute it point by point, but we must categorically condemn it. So she doesn't give any evidence. None. Zero. Zip. Not one scientific study, not one scientific report, not one research study, not one piece of evidence. She just says we don't need to refute it point by point. Just accept it. But then where she gets to, the ultimate, and I'm running out of time. She says, if your God discredits the humanity of a group of people, there is a problem with your God. Now, think about that phrase. I say this all the time. The liberal left does not care about truth or facts, but emotion and hysteria. So your emotion and your feelings become the authority, not fact or truth. Your feelings, your emotions are the ultimate authority, not facts, not research, not truth. And that's exactly what she's saying. Now, I am running out of time, and I'll have to pick this up after the break because this is just too important not to deal with it. We have a choice. Is man created in God's image to serve God? Or is God created in man's image to serve man? That is the difference between a secular humanistic worldview or a biblical worldview. That's the difference. And it's illustrated graphically in this editorial, and I'll show you what I mean when we return.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.